Last spring, Governor Walker signed a new wetlands bill into law. Supporters consider it a job creator because it allows developers to build on wetlands as long as they create a substitute somewhere else. Although the law took effect on July 1st, the DNR is gradually implementing its provisions. Today, the agency will hold an informational hearing on the new general permit designed to accommodate small projects. In the past, Wisconsin has asked many developers to minimize harm to wetlands and mitigate any damage caused. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz visited a completed project outside Oconomowoc to learn how effective the former preservation effort has been.
Alice Thompson stands in the midst of a field, housing to her right a strip mall at her back. She shields her eyes from the summer sun and dispassionately surveys her work.
So this turned out really nice.
Just over a decade ago, there was nothing here but cornfields. That's when a developer hired the wetland specialist to figure out how to work around a couple of wet spots. They were remnants of the Ice Age, scooped out kettles able to hold a lot of water and reservoirs of wildlife.
Wisconsin has a lot of these potholes because of our glacial history. There's many, many of these sort of hot potholes all throughout this southern part of the state.
We stroll closer to a pond ringed by willows. The crickety call of chorus frogs intensifies with every step.
So this is like 2.5 acres. There's frogs. You can see red-winged blackbirds there.
While this ecosystem was worth saving, Thompson says a smaller wetland nearby was in bad ecological shape.
It had been farmed repeatedly. It had some corn stalks in it. It had some cattail, it had a little bit of standing water, but it really was not functioning at that point in what we think of as a wetland sense. It was pretty low functioning.
Her assessment allowed the beleaguered wetland to be covered and developed. Thompson passed off that job to an engineering firm.
You have to bring in clean fill. As part of the whole engineer grading plan, they'd have to figure out how they're going to fill that, how are they going to create this site to be buildable.
The property owner opted to make up for the lost wetland as close to the site as possible. It fell to Thompson to come up with a plan. She started digging into a century's worth of farming sediment alongside a creek that slices across the property's southwest corner and unearthed a covered wetland basin.
And that if we scraped that out, that we would recreate this wetland close to the creek.
The DNR stamped its approval on Thompson's restoration plan. Earth movers skimmed away 1.5 to 2 feet of agricultural leftovers, freeing intensely black soils that had held water for centuries.
This is right about where the bulldozer stopped. So they scraped the soil that had been deposited during farming, and then we seeded it with wetland seed and monitored it for 5 years. And then this whole area here was planted to prairie plants. So from sort of that edge, the 75-foot buffer, or this might actually be 100 foot at this point.
Thompson says she coordinated a half dozen projects similar to this one.
That's a huge net win.
Despite success stories, Thompson admits her on-site mitigation caseload dwindled even before state leaders recently eased wetland rules. She says a major contributor to the decline was an understaffed DNR, and because wetlands projects such as this require a lot of oversight. Since Thompson's monitoring period ended here, northwest of the wetland, housing complexes have popped up. Along with them, workers engineered a sizable stormwater pond.
Do you see that concrete V over there? When the water gets high enough, then it flows to the wetland. And, you know, I think I honestly think the developers were sensitive to the site.
Taking off her business hat and donning the scientist, Thompson says in order for wetlands to have greatest value, they must remain intact.
If you have a wetland with development right up to the edge, you're not going to have the same wetland as if you have a buffer available to not only to kind of soften the water so that it filters through the grass before it gets to the wetland, but also to allow wildlife to nest there and travel there, hunt food there. So it gives a better functioning to the wetland.
According to the Wisconsin Wetlands Association, the state has lost more than half of its nearly 10 million acres of diverse wetlands to agriculture, roads, and other development. Under Wisconsin's new general wetlands permitting rule, the subject of today's hearing, the DNR will not require mitigation of any kind for projects affecting less than 1/4 acre if the agency deems their impact on the environment to be minimal. Susan Bentz, 89.7 FM, and WUWM.com.